talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made, I'll tell you what, in the last 24 hours. A lot of it made. I want to start with Mark Meadows. Mark Meadows is the former chief of staff for Donald Trump. Breaking news, it looks like he's flipping on Trump. Why do I say he's flipping on Trump? Because not only has he now agreed to appear before the January 6th commission and give testimony, and if he's untruthful, that's perjury, that's a felony, he'll go to jail for a long time. He knows that. He's also going to produce documents, and he's given up the frivolous claim, which he tried the first time they went after him, that somehow, because Trump had invoked executive privilege, he was silenced and couldn't talk. Well, there's only one president at a time, and that's Joe Biden. The big lie is a lie. Donald Trump is not the president. He lost. He lost by 7 million votes in the popular vote. They go around going, oh, he got 74 million votes. Trump did, the more than any candidate in the past. They forget to say that Joe Biden got 81 million votes, a lot more than any candidate in the past and a lot more than Donald Trump. And Biden got about 302 electoral votes. He only needed 270. Trump didn't make it. Well, now Mark Meadows' attitude has been adjusted. Why has it been adjusted? Because he saw that Steve Bannon may go to jail. Mark Meadows has no appetite for going to jail. He also is doing this, in my view, because he just published a book, a tell-all, a kiss-and-tell, called The Chief's Chief. In other words, Donald Trump was the commander-in-chief. Mark Meadows was his chief of staff, the chief's chief, and it just came out a little while ago, starting to be reported pretty extensively, and there are some bombshells. There are some bombshells, and here's one of them, a very juicy one. It turns out that Donald Trump was diagnosed with COVID 3 days before the September presidential debate with Joe Biden and didn't tell anybody. When he was tested, his doctor, Sean Conley, remember him, he's the guy that got up and lied and said that Trump was not getting oxygen and all this. And of course he almost went on a ventilator. Sean Conley just went and said, no, that didn't happen, but it did happen. In any event, Sean Conley calls Mark Meadows and said, for God's sake, don't let Trump leave where he is right now. And Meadows communicated that, presumably Trump left anyway. Here's the timeline. Here's the timeline. There was that Rose Garden reception for Amy Coney Barrett. You may remember seeing that. A lot of people there. It was outdoors, but it was very still, no breeze. Everybody's sitting together. 12 people got COVID as a result of that. 12 people got COVID as a result of that. One of them was Chris Christie. And Chris Christie got so bad, he was briefly on a ventilator. Donald Trump almost polished off Chris Christie. Christie is overweight. He's no spring chicken. And that's what happened to him. In any event, Trump then met with Gold Star families. No mask, with COVID, shaking hands, talking 6 inches from their face, breathing. He met with veterans. He went to fundraisers. And then there was a debate. And then there was a debate. September 29, the candidates were supposed to be tested before the debate, right at the debate. They were supposed to stick something up the nose of Trump and Biden. Trump arrived, quote, late, end quote. quote, too late to be tested, end quote. And he arrived with his entourage. None of them wore masks. And so you have two guys in their 70s standing not that far apart. Yeah, there was more than 6 feet. But it is an enclosed space, and everybody's shouting and yelling and waving their arms. You saw that debate. You saw that debate. I don't think there's any doubt that Trump showed up, quote, late, end quote, on purpose. If he had been tested and had COVID, he couldn't have gone on the stage. And that would have looked weak in his mind. I also don't think there is any doubt that he hoped that he would give COVID to Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is a few years older than he is. And if Joe Biden were incapacitated by it, remember, that's only about 5 or 6 weeks before the election. I'm very glad that Joe Biden did not shake hands with Donald Trump. Remember when he debated Hillary Clinton 4 years earlier, he hovered around Clinton. He'd walk right up behind her shoulder. Well, quite frankly, when I saw that debate, I was afraid he'd try to do that to Biden. Now, Biden was a star athlete in high school. Biden can take care of himself. He'd say, get the hell out of here. But if he came within 3 feet, 2 feet, would Biden have gotten COVID? Okay, September 29 is the debate. Then October 1st, he tested positive again. He had it the whole time. Whenever he tested positive. Early on, there was one test that said negative, and that was a Binax test. And I'm not going to get into the weeds on the testing, okay? Google it, but there's the PCR antigen test and the Binax test. And on all the antigen PCR tests, he tested positive. And early on, there's one Binax test where he tested negative, and that's one that frequently has false negatives. The antigen PCR test is the most accurate. He had COVID the whole time. Almost polished off Chris Christie at the Coney event, namely Coney Barrett. So he's diagnosed on October 1st and October 2nd. 2 days after the debate, he tests positive again. And 3 days later, he finally announces it. And then he gets up on the balcony, takes his mask off, and then tells the Secret Service to drive him around so he can wave out a window of a closed car. Closed car. A number of agents got COVID by protecting him. Trump did not protect other people. His family got COVID. Melania got COVID. His sons got COVID. Not just Don Trump Jr., but Barron Trump. That is his first name, Barron, B-A-R-O-N, B-A-R-O-N, Barron Trump. He got COVID. Trump doesn't care. Trump came close, in my view, to polishing off Biden or at least getting him sick. This is a fascinating book, The Chief's Chief. I have not yet read it. I will read it, but I will tell you this. When a chief of staff is probably the closest relationship somebody in office is going to have to anybody. Because when everybody else leaves the room, the chief of staff stays. And the office holder has to be able to bounce stuff off confidentially. There's one governor, Blagojevich, went to prison, pardoned by Trump, but he went to prison for corruption. And what they did is they wired his chief of staff. The FBI went to his chief of staff, said they were going to nail him. But the chief of staff could, if he betrayed Blagojevich, could get himself some reduced time. And he'd go into Blagojevich's office wired by the FBI. If your chief of staff betrays you, is your Judas, you're in tough shape. Mark Meadows has betrayed Donald Trump, and I think that is good. Because it's one thing for a corrupt chief of staff to be wired and to, quote, betray, end quote, his boss to advantage himself on jail time. It's very tawdry. I don't like any of it, but it's good to root out corruption. On the other hand, if you have a chief of staff who is intimately involved in decertifying a proper election and overthrowing our democracy, who now has a change of heart, and I don't care what the change of heart is for. I don't care if it's to spare him prison, like Bannon may be getting. I don't care if that's what it is, but it's truthful. And everything he said about the COVID testing, for instance, the COVID testing is absolutely true on the timeline. Absolutely true on the timeline. That is the tip of the iceberg. I think it is emblematic of what Trump is like, what he does to his own family. His own family got COVID. His own family got COVID. Chris Christie was one of his biggest sycophants at the time, his biggest brown nosers, and Chris Christie got COVID. Why does he meet with Gold Star families? Gold Star families are people who had a son or a daughter killed in action defending the United States. Trump was not killed in action defending the United States. During the Vietnam War, Trump came up with a fake bone spurs thing. Fake bone spurs thing hung around the nightclubs of New York while other people were going in the service. So he doesn't care. But the worst, in my view, is to show up at a debate. Show up at a debate with an older guy like himself in not 100% health, and then not tell anybody. The Chief's Chief, you should read it. Go into a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.